Okay, that works.
Can't hear any music, Fred.
You don't?
Nope, not a word.
Oh, well. That's amazing. How about up here? Here now?
Oh, there it goes.
I don't know what's going on with the system. Anyhow, I hope the people out there can hear me. As usual, my engineer never comes down and helps me out, so here it is. This is Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. We got a lot to share with you tonight now that we're finally on the air. Right? Yeah, we got a lot to share, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah. We got a lot to share. Yeah. So anyhow, Steve, how's it going out there? I've got to restart my broadcast. It's just everything fell apart.
Everything's doing good with me, Fred. I told you about my doctor visit, and everything seems to be doing okay.
I'm running again. I lost 141 listeners. There we go. We're up to 20 again. I don't know. I'm trying to get Ryan out here to help me with the system. It just fails. It works really great, and then all of a sudden, for no reason, it screws up. So anyway, at least we're back on the air, and I guess Ustream is recording, and we're getting our listeners back. We lost 115 listeners. That's a stupid program popping out. So anyhow, before we get into that, go into the problems that you were having. Kind of lay a groundwork to the things that were going on in your body, you know?
Well, about 8 years ago, I was having trouble with my back. And it stopped me from doing 30, 38 massages a week. And I was down to, before I had my operation, which was about 2 weeks ago, I was down to like six people a week. I couldn't do anything. I was bent right over in half. And 2 weeks ago, my surgeon operated on me, and he did L1 through L5. Which covers a lot of base, and also I had a broken bone, which was also repaired. And so I went back to him last week. This is 1 week after I had my surgery. And the doctor said, geez, you're healed back here. And I said, I am? He said, yeah. He said, absolutely. He says, I'm going to start taking out the staples in here because there's no bleeding, there's no nothing. It looks like it's been healed for a month. And so he took out the staples. He checked everything. He took out a big, heavy bandage and put on a lighter bandage. And I went back Monday, and he took out the heavy-duty package that he had on my back. And he said, Steve, everything is healed here. I don't understand. It's only been 2 weeks, and you're healed. I mean, your back is done. And I asked him, I said, well, when would it be good for me to go back to work? He said, you can go back to work now if you wanted to. But I still had pain in my back, and I still had pain in my hand. But as far as all general principles were involved, I was completely healed. I mean, he's never seen anything like it before in my life. And I told him about the nuclear receptor. I told him about the projector that I wear. And he wanted to know if that had something to do with it, and I said yes, but I couldn't go into, you know, exactly what it did because he's a scientist, and for that it just wouldn't mix. But anyhow, he was amazed at the work that had happened with my back, and then I called you. I think it was on Tuesday, Fred, or I'm pretty well sure it was Tuesday, and I told you the story about what happened on Monday. And so I feel better. I'm still walking a little bent over, but ever since last Monday, after he took out my staples, I was over at one of the malls here and walking around a mall for about 45 minutes. So every day I go over to the mall and I walk another 45 minutes and 50 minutes, And it's good that they have benches over there. I can sit down and really do some good work. So as of today, I've done about, today was a little bit less than a quarter of a mile. But I'm really getting better, and a lot of it is from the nuclear receptor and from the projector. So these things really do work. I mean, to be able to walk after 2 weeks of an operation, I find it's pretty amazing. And for the staples to be out after the first week, I just find it's really amazing. I'm so lucky, very, very lucky.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's what happened.
That's great. Now, I want to Ustream. It's the third time Ustream. They got these commercials on now.
Right.
And I can't tell. I mean, I wish they'd leave stuff alone, you know, so I've got to check on UBS and see if we get hundreds of listeners now, and then it drops out. I get dropped out twice on me now tonight in the show. From the sound system before I get into this. It's really an exciting show. Yeah, it looks like it dropped out again. Wait a minute, did it? Yeah, it did. Oh, well. That's so bad. I mean, people wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
Trying to get the chat room up. Yeah, okay, maybe. Okay, now we got it going again. All right, so we're back. We've got our listeners back. Okay, fine.
Okay.
Trying to get the chat room because the pop-out chat room always has a lot of really interesting people on it. So I was
things on it, yeah.
Yeah, our guys from the East Coast. Yeah, so I mean, we had other, I'm going to read some of the other testimonials that we've had over the years with the receptor and the projector.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, the projector, I guess it kind of works like the QBAM machine in the fact that it rearranges the molecules in the hologram that is your body. I mean, theoretically, the way quantum physics is going, it is such that if the body, you know, we have right now they're talking about parallel universes a lot in physics. That's been on the news. It's been on the History Channel and all that, the Science Channel, the Geography Channel. And theoretically, you know, everything, when something breaks, it's very real because it's your body, and your body just broke or it wasn't working right.
Mm-hmm.
So, applications are made for your body to fix it in the way this illusion works, this reality works.
Mm-hmm.
But you can quantumly go out of this. Yeah, I got the chat room. Oh, good. Yeah, the chat room. If you can go out of this reality that we're in with an injury and fix it out of this reality and then come back into it, the injury is fixed immediately. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
That the first time that idea was talked about was in a movie called The Day the Earth Stood Still. You remember that movie?
Yes, I remember that, yes.
And the guy that flew the flying saucer, Klaatu, I think, I don't know if the robot was Klaatu or it was him, got shot at one point towards the end of the movie.
Yes.
All right, so then the robot took, I guess, Klaatu back up inside of a ship and applied some of the energies of the propulsion system and saved his life, or even brought him back. He might have even been killed. I don't know. And to talk about that, in physics, we would have to talk about Schrodinger's cat. Okay, are you familiar with that? It's in my book, Inside Track, Schrodinger's cat. In a quantum, exercise, the cat is observed to be in a box by a physicist, you know, by observation, either be alive or dead or both at the same time. Dead being not functioning in one world, but alive functioning in another.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bit of a quandary in the physics called Schrodinger's cat.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does is it's basically saying that the human spirit is immortal, and it can occupy a couple of different spaces and times simultaneously. And so that brings us into the parallel universe idea, where in another life, maybe in another universe, Hitler won and you're subservient to the Third Reich.
Mm-hmm.
Another reality, some other faction came in, and you're. But the bottom line is you're functioning in all these realities. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at all of these alternate realities, and start to realize that you are all of those things, even though you might meet yourself in some other reality, if that was possible, it's still mm-hmm. you who you are. And you probably would not recognize yourself, even though it's you,
mm-hmm.
because that
mm-hmm.
personality has split off in the time and gone and chosen a path. The bottom line is the spirit is you. See what I mean?
Right.
So, in that Ankh projector, that receptor that we make, okay, that has the ability, it allows the probability, I should say, of a human being that's wearing it to explore past lives simultaneously and alternate realities simultaneously,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because it opens up a quantum field dedicated to that. And why does it do that, and how does it do it? Well, I'm not sure how it works, but I know that the Egyptian Ankh goes back a long ways, and if you read the hieroglyphs of what it represents,
mm-hmm.
that's what it represents, and that's what the scripture represents, the master
mm-hmm.
of many worlds,
mm-hmm.
eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they try to explore with the symbol of the Ankh.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did is we duplicated that symbol in a field, a force field, which is the receptor, and sent that energy out into space and time around the individual that's wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put the stones on, the filters, preferably the Ankh is worn with white stones, you know, diamonds or zircons, either one.
Right.
There's absolute, the white light, the seven levels of light all come through, you know, zircons and diamonds. That's why diamonds are so well cherished today over, say, a sapphire or
mm-hmm.
or an amethyst. So when you put that instrument on your field, it creates kind of like a time travel to all your realities all at once, because those realities in space and time are permanently there. From the very first expression of your five seed atom, which was your beginning of your separation from God on a path to explore your free will to see how you could become a God, when that first was inaugurated, that led you to many, many lives and many alternate realities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But with the quantum world as it is today, we're coming beyond that. And that's where we get into the Andromedan frequencies.
Right.
Not the Pleiadian frequencies, but the Andromedan frequencies. The Pleiadians
right.
have
right.
mastered the art of it to a point where they can keep their physical bodies in one universe alive up to 1,500 to 2,000 years,
mm-hmm.
which is what we did a little bit with Methuselah and that back in the days before Christ. But now, at least we're able to bring you into the reality of your immortality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you picture yourself healed, then what happens is instantaneously you experience a healing on the things that are wrong with you.
Yeah.
You still have the side effects of the muscles and things that you didn't picture having to go through a normal recovery period because we're in this body. But the primary cause of the danger that was involved, that caused this injury, has been removed.
Well, an interesting thing I forgot to even mention to you. When I'm wearing my projector,
yeah.
they can't draw blood on me, Fred.
Really?
I don't care if I stood on my head. I don't care what I was doing. But when I wear my projector, can't draw blood, Fred. Can't draw 1 ounce of blood. Not even an ounce. Couldn't even draw it out of my arm.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
This is what a projector is right here. I'm showing everybody that's watching out there on Ustream.
Yes.
The large audience.
That's the projector.
A device that we got patented March 16th last year from the patent office, and the patent office called it a light display device. They wouldn't allow us to use the name projector. They wanted to call it a light display device because they had an experience with it, and the particular lady that was in charge of that patent for the United States Patent Office, we'll call this a light display device. So on March 16th of that year, we got our patent on this.
Right.
So, I mean, we are definitely blessed to be ahead of what I would say on the good side of the things, you know, the government and everything else. But on the back side of it, they're experimenting with this stuff, and they're trying to, you know, harm people with it, which is unfortunate, but we can reverse that energy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what if we start using this on cancer, and cancer goes away instantaneously, that's going to kill an industry. That industry's not going to like us very much. That's a lot of jobs, a lot of people's income, and I might say high-level income.
Right.
So that's why we don't make medical claims.
Well, yeah. I don't understand it, Fred, but they couldn't draw any blood out of me at all. I don't know if that's making a medical statement or not. Maybe I shouldn't, but that's what's happening.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. Like my blood pressure, every time I get my blood tested, you know, it's always twice what it normally is. I get a subconscious apprehension to the squeezing of my arm. But at home, I have two different blood tests, you know, blood testing devices that I use on myself. I have very good blood pressure.
Yeah.
And I'll test myself like 10 times, you know,
right,
to make sure it's accurate with two different machines, and I always get the same reading. But I've always had a tendency to experience hypertension when I go into a, you know, into a lab or, you know, where they have they check your blood as a normal procedure. If I go in periodic checkout, you know, because I'm older and, you know, like PSA count on the, you know, the prostate and that kind of stuff. My PSA, I think it's like 0.5.
Wow.
You know, cancer is like 7 or 13. Mm-hmm. So I do that, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I'm going to do here, I think I've got a testimonial right here. This was a very similar case to yours.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. I'm going to read this. Would you like to hear it? It's up on page. Yeah.
Absolutely.
This came from dated May 23rd, 1977.
Mm-hmm.
Show you how far back we go with this stuff. It's from Dr. Howard White, who was a clinical psychologist to Washington Square Village in New York. And that was, I think it was working with the, I forget which university, but anyway. It's Fred Bell, Spiridine Incorporated. I'm going to show this up on the screen. You got your screen on?
Yep.
You can see the official blah, blah,
yes,
blah,
I see
everything,
it.
And then
right.
I'm sure, second page, see that, signature, et cetera.
Next. Right.
Okay. So, here we go. Dear Dr. Bell. No, it was Mr. Bell. I didn't have my PhD then. I was still working on it. I wasn't even a PhD yet. But, dear Mr. Bell. This letter is to relate some preliminary findings of some informational look-see research I have been conducting with your product. Unless specified, I will be making reference to your products called the Pyridome and the Firedome, particularly the former, as much as they are only products distributed by your company, which I have sufficient familiarity. And this is before the Receptor came on the market in 1981. So this is 77. So we were working. This would be a subculture or a subproduct of what's in the Receptor today. Considering both the limited duration informality of my investigation, statements made in this letter might best be considered as my opinions based upon subjective impression, i.e., clinical intuition, and statements made by subjects. That is, they are not statements based upon replication of procedures under controlled conditions. First of So I report a personal experience with the Pyridome and the Fire Dome. Thus far, the latter device has been tested on myself only. Sensations experienced while wearing the Fire Dome differed markedly from those while wearing the Pyridome. Fire Dome was subjectively experienced as an energizer. There seemed to be some mood elevation and an increase in general physical energy and muscular strength. These effects were accompanied by a distinct sensation of warmth in the solar plexus area. The increase in muscular... That's your stomach, for those of you who don't know what that is. The increase in muscular strength was particularly noteworthy in the lower extremities, inasmuch as I am still affected by both spastic and paretic muscles. That's the ones that are in your base of your spine. Sequel to the anterior spinal cord compression in the corrective spinal surgery. So this is the same problem you have, okay? So the so people don't understand what that means, that the lower back had misplaced discs, L1 through L5, sometimes L7, which causes a blocking of the nerves down there, the 72,000 wired nerve sheath that goes to the base of the spine, causing extreme pain in the individual with these blockages. And I think you can verify that it hurts like hell, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, therefore, it's what he had. He had the surgery, the same surgery you had. Pyridome was subjectively experienced as an alpha-like state accomplished by relaxation. I have used this device on my feet and found it that it provided significant elevation of the symptom of spasticity. While on my feet and other parts of my body, I have experienced an electric-like sensation comparable to my experiences during acupuncture. I have also found that acupuncture treatments per se seem to be more effective when combined with the use of the Pyridome. That, remember, that's our weakest device we have on our entire stable of 100 products. The experiences reported by other subjects wearing the Pyridome have been quite uniform and reliable. That means it's patient. Their experiences showed some quantitative variability depending on such factors as previous practice and meditative techniques. Those who had meditated report that the usual effects from meditation were greatly enhanced by the Pyridome. These effects, as such as deep relaxations and feelings of well-being, were achieved more quickly and more generally more pronounced. Those who did not practice meditation nevertheless seemed to experience similar sensations as those who did. Perhaps to a lesser degree. This alpha-like state occurred with the first usage and within a matter of minutes. In some cases, it was noticed almost immediately. I have believed that I have sampled a great many of more highly sophisticated pyramid energy devices currently being distributed by major companies. Based upon experiences of myself as a subject, it's been my opinion that the two devices which have been discussed in this letter were more helpful than any other devices which were sampled when used in the areas in the same manner employed by myself. That fact has led one to need to not orient these devices to the magnetic north as a major consequence. Even in those days, my pyramids didn't have to line them to the north like a lot of people's work, because I have orgone plating. It should be emphasized that these devices are not toys. They appear to serve as a channel or focus for electromagnetic energy. Most like most other devices which utilize such energies, they may prove to be potentially helpful when used properly. The converse would also appear to be true. If, as in many quantum... Now, here's the last paragraph. This is the heart of where we are today. If, as many quantum physicists believe, the universe is composed of energy and human consciousness itself is a form of energy capable of influencing other energies, any given individual's level of consciousness would seem to be crucial in regard to the vicissitudes of those pyramid energies. For example, if one is ruled by his basic desires, his cosmic consciousness may focus pyramid energy largely in these areas. However, if one has the will to move up into greater self-awareness, it is possible that his consciousness may direct pyramid energies to facilitate that action. It's my opinion that this doesn't warrant further investigation. Yours truly, Howard White.
Yeah.
So that's a hell of a testimonial.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just one. So here's a guy back, you know, we
we weren't focusing, nobody was focusing on quantum healing and bio, you know, quantum biology. I mean, we call it quantum biology today. But with that, you know, remember, we can instantaneously take two particles, accelerate them in opposite directions, at the speed of light and beyond, and after they get a few light years away from each other, alter the polarity instantaneously on these two energy particles, mm-hmm. photons mm-hmm. or whatever, mm-hmm. instantaneously, even though they're speeding in light years away from each other in opposite directions, they can instantaneously, you know, mark a change in that. Like Alan L.A. Nostek from Australia demonstrated a few years ago in what's called quantum teleportation. So what I feel that you experienced was exactly that. This device took your body into the future or into the past, you know, one direction or the other, maybe both mm-hmm. simultaneously,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and allowed your body to see how it was before the damage was done and see the damage in the future after it was repaired and simultaneously make a connection.
Yeah.
Based on your
yeah.
spine causing an instantaneous healing. And that's what the Q-band machine has been about all along.
Wow. So yeah, this is really amazing. I'm not even the new necklaces have got to be something else. I mean, from what I understand, and we were talking the other day, I came up with a figure. It's 500 times the amount of power that's in a nuclear receptor.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot more power than what we even can think about. The projector. For me, it's working on a system that's so powerful. You can't even function. I mean, you just let it go. You let it do what it needs to do and keep yourself out of it. That's what I'm doing. I don't even try to do anything. I mean, I used to go through the projector, as we talked years ago. I would take my energy and psychic energy and allow it to go right through the projector and see the other side. But I don't even play with it anymore. I just allow it to do whatever it needs to do and keep out of its way.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you got to do with them.
I
got mine on today again.
Yeah.
It stirred up a bit around here when I first put it on, which it does sometimes. They stir things up if you don't wear them for a while. You'll see that.
Right.
If you wear them every day, it keeps everything on a steady flow. But if you stir things up, then things get a little wild, you know?
Well, yep. Yeah, that's true. It's very, very true.
Now, here's another testimony that I'm going to read. This was dated April 8th, 1979.
Mm-hmm.
The jury and the judge to see you there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
From Virginia Dickey. I'm not going to put the address out, but Erie Street, Long Beach, California, dated April 8, 1979.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, for several years I have had periodic migraine headaches, which would last for periods ranging from 1 month to several months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
On January 20th, 1979, I purchased the Pyridome Pyramid from your friend during a period I was using medication. During a period in which I was using medication to relieve the migraine and began to have immediate results from the first time I used it.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I have used the Pyridome morning and night and have not had to use any medication since January 21st.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The relief built up over a period, this is dated in April now, remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Later. The Pyridome, the relief built up over a period of several weeks. Now I no longer have any headaches.
Mm-hmm.
It means a great deal to me to have discovered a natural, drugless method to alleviate and eliminate the pain and discomfort from which I have suffered. Yours truly, A. Dickey.
Right.
See, these are why, this is how Pyridine built its
reputation.
It's like, this is what kept me fueled. I mean, it wasn't like I knew what I was doing in those days, because the company was started in 1975,
mm-hmm.
was underfunded, and was barely, you know, we were just struggling along. But I put all my savings, everything into it, because I believed in what it was doing. At one point, back in those days, I was five house payments behind
until I did a big show in New York to get caught up, you know? And
that's the amazing part of it. It's something that can't be, you know, you have to show people these products. And it's just incredible. I'm glad that you're going to be coming to New York because people really miss you in New York.
Yeah, we got to stir them up back there a little bit.
Because that stuff really works, Fred, and they know it works. That's the amazing part of it. So it'd be nice seeing you out here again.
I'm just trying to look at some of the, that's just a few of my testimonials. That's in one hand. And then I got, you know, two more handfuls down below here. You know, I'm just trying to pick out the better ones.
Let's give out some phone numbers here, Fred. Maybe somebody wants to call in. It's 1-888-815-9756. Again, 1-888-815-9756. 1-530-327-7602. Try those numbers, and please give us a call if you can. If you've had some success with your devices, it would be really nice hearing from you guys. It would be really great. Thank you.
Yeah, so now here's a picture of Ralph Sierra from Puerto Rico. He used our pyramid to heal athletes in that pyramid structure. I'll show you. That's Ralph right here, right there.
Okay.
That right there is Ralph, the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, NFL, NBA, all major players would get a blown out knee or a ligament or something.
Mm-hmm.
They went to him. This is way back. First thing he did was put him in that pyramid machine that he has, apply magnetics to him, and then use our pyridome, radome, receptor. I mean, receptors, but products. He was always buying them.
That's right.
In those days, in the 70s, early, mid 80s, before he passed on, it just it was amazing that. What he could do, with our product. And I'll read something. Here's a letter from the National Institute of Health in Bethesda, Maryland in 1971, before started using our product. And just show you where he was coming from. Dr. Ralph Sierra, 1707 Arkansas Street, San Gordardo, RP, Puerto Rico. Dear Dr. Sierra, President Nixon has asked the National Cancer Institute to reply to your recent correspondence concerning biomagnetics in the treatment of cancer. Your interest in the cancer problem is most appreciated. Variations on the use of magnetism in the cancer therapy have been proposed to the Institute in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our investigators here are presently engaged in research of this type, nor are we aware of ongoing studies in any other research institution. We have referred your letter and enclosed you to a member of the Institute's medical staff for review and evaluation. Should any information be required, you will hear from us. Thank you for bringing our suggestions to the attention of the President of the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. Mary R. Stincher, Information Education Center, National Cancer Institute.
Right.
He then proceeded to use our products, and they were well accepted for the healing of cancer. And here is a copy of, we sell the magnetic products. That's a copy of one of our invoices for him in that time.
Mm-hmm.
We were groundbreaking in those days.
Wow.
Yeah, and, newspaper articles. I could show newspaper articles with us. We were on the front pages of everything back in the 70s and early 80s.
Yeah.
And, I mean, here's the letter. It's as we were growing in 77, dear Dr. Bell, I'm most interested to hear your interview with personnel from radio station KAY last week. I would be very pleased if you would send me a catalog on your product and information to it. Melanie Branford, and she's the Department of Education Instruction of Drugs in the state of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
There it is, Board of Education.
Yeah.
I'm just showing you
Right.
In the 70s, how well we were connected, let alone where we're at today. Even Boo is really getting into it. Boo, I didn't mean to set you up. Hey.
I think you just set him off, buddy.
Yeah, I think Boo is going crazy now. Boo, he likes the energy.
Well, oh, no question about it.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves the loves everything, you know. Okay. We got a little bit more time here. I was going to read another one. I was going to find the original on one with a notary. Notary published on it. Here's when we hit Germany years ago. I don't even know what it says, but here we are, hitting Germany, big time. It's wild.
Mm.
Wild days, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this one. Here, I'm just looking at this. These are letters to me. Here we go, here's a good one. Notarized. This was from Stan Alms. I have an notarized copy of it somewhere, but this is this was when I was working with Orchid Union Soil System back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a testimonial written by a 13-year-old kid right here. It's signed, and then this guy Lewis is a teacher.
Right.
It's Orchid Junior High School.
That's it.
I like the pyramid. This is a 13-year-old now.
Yeah.
The pyramid makes me feel happy. The radome makes me feel normal. I'm glad Mr. Lewis ordered them. Everybody enjoys them. I like them, too. I do not understand how they work. And what this testimonial was about was this kid, where he says, I would like to feel, they make me feel normal.
Mm-hmm.
Kid that was born with grand mal seizures, epilepsy.
I'll be darned.
And at 13 years old, he had grand mal seizures since he was probably a crib size.
Right.
And then he started using our products, and he no longer had grand mal seizures ever again in his life.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm just putting that out there to let people know that I've never done this before on my show.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Aspen Ski School used them. They used them for injuries associated with skiing injuries, like broken legs, fractured
right.
legs. And they right. had very good luck with them. And on top of that, they started using our radiators up in Aspen, Colorado.
Really?
On the hill, and our receptors to train people with, and they found that the accident rate just about went to zero.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Here's another one from Usala College in Georgia. This was back. You ever heard of Dick Gregory?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Dear Dr. Bell, when Dick Gregory held up your book during his lecture at the Chicago National Health Federation in August of 1978,
mm-hmm.
I didn't hesitate to follow his recommendations and buy it.
Okay.
We had an interesting conversation the last time I had dinner with him over the concept of protein, I think it says. This conversation took place before I had started to read your book. At the time, Dick was didn't feel that protein as such didn't exist. I can't understand what he's saying. He felt it was just after the crystallization of matter. He didn't worry about getting protein in food since it came from the basic elements of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. That's what I always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I spoke with him last week on the phone, he mentioned how fascinating your book was and how much what I was learning to discuss certain aspects of protein,
mm-hmm.
the protein question. He became very excited about the ideas in your book. Unfortunately, his copy had become misplaced. He asked me to write to you and ask if you could send him three more copies. And then here's a copy of Dick's address, you know, out in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Then I met him again in Asbury Park at the National Health Federation, October 1980, and purchased two pyramids for my father. I told you that he had glaucoma, you know, as an eye problem. After your lecture, and you said the pyramids could help him. Unfortunately, he hasn't been wearing them until recently, and I hope that with solid exercise and et cetera, his condition became better.
Yeah.
Book is a marvel. You autographed it in front of me with the word, "May this book let you know I wrote it for you."
Wow.
How true. I am studying for a PhD in nutrition and have just taken nutrition biology, human psychology, cell psychology, and histology. These courses give me the background to understand a large part of your book, and of course the information is mind-blowing. I hope that when I finish it, you will answer some more of the questions I have, thanks for the research effort, and blah, blah, blah. This was a student, you know, going through college, getting four degrees.
Yeah.
It just goes on and on and on how we've been able to help people over the years. It's pretty mind-blowing, actually.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So anyway, that's where we're at. We got a few more minutes. Are you ready to move on and get more receptors going and get people into this stuff?
You bet.
Yeah. I'm glad you feel a lot better.
Yeah, I do. I feel marvelously better, actually. And it's really amazing what these tools can do. It's just really amazing. It's also, I'm not shortening myself either. I'm a pretty enlightened guy, and I think I have something to do with it, but I know for sure that that the projector and the receptor certainly do help. No question about it.
Oh, my God. There's so many. I got piles. This is the old ones. We have another file out in the other room with the newer ones.
Well, that's got to be amazing. That's something from 1970 to 1980. I mean, it's mind-blowing, but the tools that you have today, these new receptors, are just absolutely amazing. I mean, it's really mind-blowing when you think of it. And the idea of them is really it's wonderful. I mean, you know, you're going into quantum physics and quantum healing, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, I just found another testimony. It's a real short one. I'll read it real quick. We got a few more minutes. I injured my knee during the skiing two seasons ago, and I had surgery. A couple of weeks ago, I was body surfing as I strained it again. One day I put the pyramid that a friend gave me on it and felt much better. So I continued for about a week. My knee feels as strong as ever. I'm going to keep doing this and see what happens.
That's amazing.
Bad advice. Hey, come on. And that one's notarized. A lot of these are notarized.
Mm-hmm.
There's a notary seal right there. You can see it.
Yep.
Many of these testimonials that I'm reading are notarized. That's how serious people were. They don't want they didn't want to present letters that were just signed. They wanted to notarize it. That doesn't really happen.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 There's Lee Duncan, and my God, you know, I'm just looking at. I'm pulling this file. What happened was when I heard that you're result. You know, J.D. Knight was another client. She's huge now. She was the one that started writing the pyramids in 1979.
Uh-huh.
Here's a letter from Marjorie Taylor. I was Wilton School, elementary school. Marjorie Taylor, and in a brief, we took kids off of Redlin, downtown Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And put them under 8-foot pyramids, and there's the way. Hey, come on, man. You're going to be a good host here. Co-host. So anyway, I'm just, I mean, that's, hey, stop it. so excited. It gets wired, you know. But anyway, I mean, I just can't believe it. Just going through all these, how many of these testimonials I have. I got piles of them, pictures, you know.
What we need to do is have some shows.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do.
I'm going to get, we'll start getting guests on. I've been waiting, but I'm trying to, I had two different groups redo my website, and these website people are so incompetent. You know, I paid a lot, thousands and thousands of dollars to get my websites done.
Yeah.
And we still don't have a website that we can change on ourselves every day. It's really frustrating. Everybody, they just, they don't, you know, these people are into money and not product. And it's sad. You know, now I'm working with a local group, and hopefully they'll
Right.
Would you stop it? You are so loud today. Jesus, loud here. So anyway, I mean, I'm just going through these things. And this file, I mean, this is only one file that I have.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it in years. And so many.
Yeah.
But this is what motivated me. Here's a letter from Dr. Sierra, how to get to his place in Puerto Rico. And my buddy blew up. He's got too much energy. So anyway, all these testimonials are here.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
So I thought I'd share them with you. You kind of motivated me today, yesterday when we spoke and you gave us that brief phone call.
Yeah, yeah.
Explaining, your doctor kicked you out, huh? He said we don't need him anymore.
We don't need it anymore. Well, I'm all done.
So are you gonna follow up with him and see if you can?
Well, he wanted me, his assistant said, well, he's going to be in a few weeks to get an X-ray, and he says, don't worry about it, just let him go.
That's what the surgeon
said. Nope, don't need an X-ray, don't need anything. He said, just let him go.
The normal procedure in your type of surgery is an X-ray is required.
Yeah, and he said, don't worry about it.
Yeah, there's the size of that file. That's just one of many.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know,
this is why Paradigm, this is what caused me to do Paradigm. This is what I spent two-thirds of my life in this company. I started at 75. That is 38 years ago.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm not that, you double that and you still don't have my age, but you're close
Right.
And now we're way out there, but as soon as we get our website up where I can start sharing, I've got so much new stuff. It's too bad that Raise the Truth website was so badly mismanaged. We're trying to take it over. But when Marco put it together, it's so damn complicated, and nobody can figure out how to run it.
Yep.
So we're waiting to figure out, you know, Ryan was going to work on it, and other people were going to work on it. But so far, we need to retrieve that website, because that's the daily updated website that I put articles on that goes with my new inside track.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not over here. We better get out of here.
Okay. My phone number is 585-746-8321. If you need any question answered, I'm more than happy to help you.
And our number is 1-800-729-2603. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show with co-host Steve and Buddy Boo, who has not been cooperative today. And we're on at bbsradio.com, 5 p.m. Pacific every Thursday. We have a Sunday night show at 9 on Channel 1 or 2, where I do a strictly educational lecture. No talking, no goofing around, just strictly hardcore medical lecture on our products and others. See you then.
Take it easy, Steve.